Welcome to Drone Law Pro Radio. Visit dronelaw.pro, where Part 107 pilots become Part 107 professionals. Here's your host, drone attorney Enrico Schaefer.
This is drone attorney Enrico Schaefer. Today we're going to be talking a little bit about industry standards for unmanned aerial vehicles, UAV. Now, look, we've all been in the Part 107 world for a year and a half now. There are drone pilots who are successfully operating businesses and running operations within the FAA regulations of Part 107. We have tremendous success stories out there, both for our clients and for the community, about obtaining the waivers and authorizations to allow drone pilots to fly any number of commercial drone operations. And of course, there are a growing number of UAV service providers who are becoming profitable under their business models. Now, Part 107 has got a regulatory framework that everyone is working within. Hopefully, everyone is working within. The fly-by-night people are certainly going to be a problem in the industry for some time. But as we move towards professionalism in this industry, we are all going to benefit. So, for drone pilots and drone service providers, for enterprises looking to integrate drones into your business service offerings to your clients and customers, what is it that we need to see happen next? And one of the things that we need to see is a set of industry standards that are actually more restrictive than Part 107. We need to continue to develop the industry of SUAS as a professional services industry, like doctors, like lawyers, and like manned aircraft pilot. Until that occurs, until customers start to see drone services as a professional service industry, where they are wanting to hire only professionals, we are going to have a problem with pricing. And the problem with pricing is that customers don't understand the value proposition yet. Customers don't understand why they should pay a given amount for the services provided for the flight time and for the licensing of the copyrights generated by the drone flight, because they haven't been through it before. The other problem is that the professional service providers who are compliant with Part 107 are competing against service providers who are not professional, who are fly-by-night, who are part-time, who are dabbling in the industry, the kid next door who bought a drone. And the kid next door bought a drone, isn't charging very much. Why should I hire you? The kid next door is only going to charge me a fraction of what you are providing. You as a drone service provider, you as a drone pilot, need to be able to answer that question. And of course, the answer is simple. You don't want to hire the kid next door, Mr. or Mrs. Customer. The kid next door doesn't have insurance. The kid next door doesn't have business operations. The kid next door doesn't have a professional grade contract, customer service contract that you are going to be reviewing and signing, which is designed in part to protect you against any liability that may occur as a result of the drone flight. Not only that, but as we all know within the industry, the quality of the data, of the pictures, of the video that are being provided to customers is in large part dependent on the skill of the drone pilot and service provider. So what will industry standards do to help us along towards being perceived as a professional service industry? Industry standards are going to be the type of thing that customers will eventually understand exist, that customers will look for in terms of hiring, and will feel comfortable with drone pilots and drone service providers who comply with these industry standards. Insurance companies are going to start at some point quoting you insurance based in part on whether or not you are compliant with industry standards, whether or not you've been certified by a particular standards organization, and these types of things. So we all want to embrace industry standards. And let me give you an example of some simple things that really are already becoming industry standards that don't raise the bar too much, but are yet are very important to safety and professionalism within the industry. For certain types of operations, the drone pilot should be providing notice to neighboring property owners. And in some instances, under some flight operations, getting permission of neighboring property owners before they fly the mission. It's not required by Part 107, yet it is certainly something that many professional drone pilots are doing with many types of drone operations. And oh, by the way, it's a great marketing activity as well when you go to the neighbor and you say, hey, I'm flying this operation on this date. I'm providing you notice. Here's a document with all our contact information. And if you ever need drone services, here you go. Here's our marketing information. Another example of an industry standard, which will certainly be coming down the pipe at some point, you should be doing all drone operations under an operations manual that's custom to your company. These operations manuals obviously are going to require compliance with Part 107, but they're also going to spell out all the internal procedures you have to make sure that drone flights are operating in a standardized way consistent with your safety guidelines, your documentation guidelines, your pilot qualification guidelines. Having an operations manual that you can show a customer helps educate the customer about professionalism and creates a market barrier. You want that customer to say to the next competing drone pilot that walks through their door, hey, Mr. Drone Pilot, where's your operations manual? Can I see it? Oh, we don't have an operations manual. Ah, you don't. You've already educated that customer that you've got one, you've shown it to them, and you've shown them how that operations manual keeps the customer safe. All right, so that's my pitch for today on industry standards. I am drone attorney Enrico Schaefer, and we'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Drone Law Pro Radio. Visit us at dronelaw.pro. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast. You can find us on most podcast listening platforms, including your home devices, by searching Drone Law Pro. Don't forget to share this podcast on your social media and with your Part 107 friends. Until next time, fly safe.